Short Lecture, Skill 8, Sell. Listen to part of a lecture in a life science class and answer the questions.
It was not possible to observe the minute structures of all living things before the invention of the microscope. By the 17th century, sufficient developments were made so that scientists could examine microbes, cells, and cellular structures of larger animals. At this time, the development of the idea that larger animals were multicellular animals was relatively new. Finally, in the 19th century, the idea that plants and animals alike were made up of cells and that these cells had their very own life cycle emerged. Each cell comes from another pre-existing cell. The basic tenets of cell theory still hold water today. These are the basic tenets. All organisms are composed of cells. Cells are the basic unit of life. Cells arise only from other pre-existing cells. All cells have certain characteristics. They are surrounded by a lipid membrane which separates them from their environment. That membrane is called the plasma membrane. However, membranes are permeable. Substances can enter and exit cells via membranes. This is probably their most important characteristic. Since cells must not only produce all of the biological molecules necessary for their functioning, but must also reproduce themselves, they all include DNA as genetic material in the DNA-containing region. All cells also include a region distinct from the DNA-containing region, in which most of the biochemical activity of the cell takes place.
Number 1. Which of the following is not mentioned as a basic tenet of cell theory? Number 2. What is the characteristic of the plasma membrane?